Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, it might have been a routine traffic stop, but it ended up with the driver dead at the hands of five police officers in Memphis. Exactly what happened, we don't fully know. There is video. It's going to be released tomorrow afternoon. But we do know the five plainclothes police officers are charged with murdering Tyree Nichols. Joining us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline is David Katz. David Katz is a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles, and now he is a criminal defense attorney in Beverly Hills. David, it's really good to talk with you. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, Pat.
So we haven't seen the video yet, but officials are really concerned that when we see it, it's going to spark outrage, not just in Memphis, but around the country. Give us your insights. All the police officers are facing second-degree murder charges and other very serious charges, including kidnapping. What do we know actually happened?
Well, I think the first thing to tell everyone, including in California, peacefully demonstrate when you see the videotape. People are saying it's going to be outrageous, sickening. We're going to see a black man pummeled like a piñata, beaten, bleeding. We're going to see just some terrible images. And as I said, people should protest, you know, here in the Bay Area, all around the country. The police departments are all getting ready for this. They should exercise their constitutional rights, but we don't want to compound the problem with street violence or anything like that. What we know about it is this is the case of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old African-American father of a 4-year-old. Apparently didn't have a police record. He goes pepper sprayed by the police, five different police officers, in what, as you say, was a routine traffic stop. It very quickly escalated. We want cops to wear body cameras so they're deterred in part from doing exactly what it looks like they did here, which was to chase him. And after a brief chase, they beat him for over 3 minutes. The family has seen the very disturbing videotape already, and they've warned us what it's going to be. His mom couldn't even stand to watch it. And as I said, it's, I think, going to be very disturbing. And I think a lot of our stereotypes are going to be questioned because, you know, Memphis is a 2/3 African-American city. These were five African-American police officers, all five of them, and they've been arrested now on second-degree murder charges. But all five of them are African-American. There's an African-American police chief. You know, as I say, we have people wear body cams. We have integrated police forces, and that's a great thing. But here we have this again. You know, Pat, the Senate has not passed this George Floyd Act, and here we are again with someone who died in a small incident, a traffic incident that escalated very quickly, and now he's dead.
Yeah. You know, that the fact that the victim, he's black, and that the five police officers are also black, you know, oftentimes if these were five white police officers, we would be questioning whether the motive was racism. Could the motivation be racism, even though all of the participants were black? And how unusual is a racial motivation in circumstances like that, where both the perp and the victim are black?
Well, you have to have intensive police training. You know, I was in the U.S. Attorney's Office. Unfortunately, in that era, we probably didn't go after police brutality as much as we should have. That wasn't my decision. That's made it very high levels of an administration. But it just has to be taken more seriously, the training. I've thought a lot of it is to just make sure that things don't escalate to this level. Whether you're black or white, obviously it's been a problem. I mean, traditionally with all white police forces and, you know, black people who've been in this situation. You know, this is not that far away from Breonna Taylor in Kentucky. She was killed, police violence. It doesn't seem so much that that was black on white. It just seemed like it was, or white on black. It just seemed that it was these escalations, Pat, that have to be tamped down. There has to be more training. You know, this was a special police unit called the Scorpion Unit.
Yeah.
All of these officers had joined this specialized high crime unit. And I did try a civil rights case where I won a lot of damages from the Los Angeles Police Department. It didn't bring the poor victim, my client, back. But I've been in one of these situations, and they escalate so fast.
Right.
The training is so poor, and it becomes sort of like a rival gang. There's a gang mentality that sets in, whether you're a police officer or not, whether it's black on black, black on white, or whatever. And that's why I think there has to be more training. There have to be these cameras. But look at what just happened, Pat. It's right on the cameras of the cops who are carrying cameras, as well as being on a surveillance camera. And as I say, it's going to be like Rodney King all over again, except Rodney King didn't die. This poor fellow died.
David, we're almost out of time here, but tell me this. How much time are these officers likely facing?
Well, they're facing decades in prison, and that's in state court. You can also argue that the bail is too low. If this was second-degree murder by anyone else, they wouldn't have bails of $250,000 or $350,000. But they're facing years in prison, and they're also facing a federal civil rights investigation, so there could be federal charges to follow. On top of that, they're looking at failures to supervise properly within the police department, and they're looking at the fire department officials who arrived on the scene and questioning what happened with them. You remember, that's another thing that we remember from the Breonna Taylor case. Sloppy work when people got to the scene and didn't get care immediately administered to the victim. That seems to be what might have happened here, too, with this poor young man.
Well, we'll keep an eye on this, David Katz, and we'll call on you again as this case moves forward. David Katz, former federal prosecutor, now criminal defense attorney in Beverly Hills, thank you so much for joining us this evening on KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.